Listen, a migrant employment crackdown by the government has seen 53 companies temporarily banned from recruiting any more migrants. The highest profile of those companies is Main Freight. Others include a various series of contractors, restaurants and hotels. So how badly are we treating migrant workers? How widespread is it? Howard Lovaco is from Chalk Hills Immigration Consultants and is with us. Howard, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Did you know about this? If I said, look, there's at least 50 companies in this country treating people badly and they're breaking the law, would you have gone, ooh, I didn't realise that, or would you have gone, that's tip of the iceberg?
That's tip of the iceberg.
Jeez, what about Main Freight? I mean, what are they doing, for goodness sake? That's a successful, high-profile sort of company.
Yes. Look, it's across the board. The government have announced, legislation. You know, you've got to be compliant with employment law. And any employer who supports migrant labour by offering an offer of employment in support of that must have a history of compliance with employment law. And it includes the current Accident Compensation Act, Employment Relations Act, Equal Pay Act, Health and Safety at Work Act, Holidays Act, Minimum Wage Act, Parental Leave and Employment Protection Act, and the Wages Protection Act. And, you know, if these employers are paying employees less than the appropriate minimum wage rate or contracted industry standard, they're not meeting holiday and special leave requirements, and they're employing people who don't have the authority to undertake that work under the Immigration Act, they're going to face problems.
Right, so that's a very good answer. So the question then is, are these mistakes or is it exploitation?
Well, that's debatable. I mean, in the hospitality industry, I would say, we all know that there are a lot of examples where they're abusing the migrant worker.
But a big company, you just gave me a list that gave me a headache. So I'm thinking, geez, employing people's a massive administrative nightmare. Therefore, could you argue mistake, or do you think there's just nasty people out there taking advantage?
Well, there may be genuine mistakes, but a company as such as Main Freight, their human resources,
they should know.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a company that large, I mean, they've got to abide by all of those acts of Parliament in terms of employing people, and a company of that large, they should be aware of all of that.
Exactly. Howard, appreciate your time very much. Howard Lovaco. I want to get a comment from Main Freight. They've not said anything so far. It's not just Main Freight, it's 53 others. But, for a person like me who is busy defending the bringing in of migrant labour, and I'll work through some job numbers for you in a moment to tell you why we're doing it in this country, you can't then on one hand argue that we need more people in this country and then have this sort of bollocks. If you're going to bring people into the country, you treat them properly, don't you? For goodness sake, I would have thought that went without saying. Clearly it doesn't.